It's Thursday of the third week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Visit to the Roman stations today by going to Saints Cosmas and Damian by the Via Sacra in the Roman Forum. The Collect Church is San Marco on the other side of the Capitoline Hill, so the procession moves through the most ancient part of Rome, descending toward the Forum and the Basilica of the Twin Martyrs. Cosmas and Damian were physician brothers from Cilicia in modern Turkey. Arrested during the persecution of Diocletian, they were tortured and finally beheaded for refusing to renounce Christ. Their twinship recalls Rome's fascination with twins, Romulus and Remus, founders of the city, and the divine brothers Castor and Pollux, whose temple stood nearby in the Forum. The Christian twins, Cosmas and Damian, may have served as a symbolic counterpart to those pagan figures. Their cult spread widely. Early churches honored them in Jerusalem and Egypt, and their relics were translated to Constantinople and then later to Rome, though a tomb associated with them is also venerated in Venice at San Giorgio Maggiore. Their importance is clear from the Roman canon, where their names appear among the ancient martyrs. In 1526, the Ostrogothic king Theodoric gave part of the Library of Vespasian to Pope Felix IV, who converted it, along with the Temple of Romulus, into this basilica. The 6th century apse mosaic shows Christ against a blue sky, with Peter and Paul presenting Cosmas and Damian, along with Pope Felix IV, holding the model of the Church. Since 1512, the basilica has been cared for by the Franciscans of the Third Order Regular. Let's hear from Cardinal Bacci. It is very difficult to detach ourselves from worldly affairs and remain always united to God. Nevertheless, St. Ignatius of Loyola often exclaimed, "How ugly the earth seems when I look towards heaven." The saints saw the things of this world in the light of God. They recognized how insignificant this world is beside the infinite splendor of God. They realized that earthly things cannot satisfy the human heart nor assuage the restlessness of the soul which was created for God. We, on the other hand, become too attached to worldly goods. It may happen that our hearts become absorbed in them. Let us reflect on the unimportance of this world. There are myriads of stars in the firmament, many of which are far larger than our earth or sun. Some, like Andromeda, are 250,000 light-years distance from us. The others, like the triangle, are 280,000 light-years away, while still others are probably much farther. All obey exactly the plan of their Creator. How tiny our earth is by comparison! How insignificant we ourselves are! Why should we become so attached to the things of this earth? God alone is great. He alone should occupy our minds and hearts. We have been made for Him alone. This is not the same as saying that we should have no interest in worldly affairs. Far from it. It is our duty to think about them and to make provision for the future. We cannot and should not look for miracles from God. We may have obligations to ourselves or to our family or to our position in life. We are in this world to work, not to surrender to apathy or inactivity. We must engage in worldly activity insofar as our circumstances demand it. Nevertheless, our hearts should not be engrossed in earthly things, for they belong to God. In the midst of our other preoccupations, we should adore, love, and thank God, the giver of every good, our Creator and Redeemer. St. John Bosco said that we should work as if we never had to die, but we should also be as detached from worldly things as if we had to die in 1 hour. A man who works like this can accomplish wonders, because he is not working for himself, but for God. We should work and pray with our feet on the earth and our minds in heaven. We should seek God, not ourselves, in everything which we do. Let us remember that one moment in heaven is worth infinitely more than all the pleasure, love, and vanity of the world.